Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. This is such a happy Saturday. I'm so excited to be here.
You are?
I am.
I am, too. Angela and I are remote today, but our real estate partner, Susan Curry, is there in the studio. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, guys.
Hope you're having a wonderful Saturday morning.
Yes, it's beautiful here in Jacksonville.
Oh, good. Well, it's beautiful where we are as well. Angela, tell everybody what town we are in.
We are actually in South Haven, Mississippi, which is near Memphis.
Yes, and we are on our way back to Jacksonville, so we'll be in the studio next Saturday.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, if any of you need our help, we are obviously available by telephone. And if you need to see a house, Susan is available as well. Susan, of course, is a licensed realtor, does very, very well, gets some fantastic reviews. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, she had a couple of great closings and had some great reviews from the people that that she helped. But anyway, we hope that all of you had a great week. We've been doing a little bit of traveling and talking to some realtors along the way. And one of the things that we found out is that just about everywhere, things are the same as going on in Jacksonville, where prices are going up, people are happy about the interest rates, and some people are worried about, is the sky going to fall?
The sky.
The real estate sky.
Oh, the real estate sky.
Yeah, is okay. That going to fall? So we're going to have a little story about that. Not a story, a little discussion about that a little bit later on in the show. But, of course, what we like to do with the show is start out that has nothing to do with real estate, but it's kind of fun to talk about, is that what is special about today? So it's actually some people call it October 16th. Some people call it the third Saturday of the month. But as the third Saturday in the month, we always celebrate Bridge Day, not the card game, but the beauty of some of the famous bridges or sometimes not so famous bridges, the small ones that may be on your town, the covered bridges, perhaps the Golden Gate Bridge with its beautiful red. Some of the views from the bridge. We've got some beautiful bridges in Jacksonville as well. The Blue Bridge, also known as the, what is it, Angela?
The Main Street,
the Fuller Warren. The Fuller Warren Bridge, absolutely. Yes. It's also Global Cat Day, which is to protect outside or feral cats. And what the suggestion is to TNR them. TNR means trap them, neuter them, and then release them. How about that? Susan, you have any cats?
No, but I'm maybe going to get a kitten for Christmas.
Well, that's a cat. Oh, good for you.
Yay.
It's also International Repair Day. So do you have a car that needs fixing? How about your air conditioner? Do you have a window pane or sticky window? A squeaky one, perhaps? A slow drain? A light bulb that needs to be changed, whatever it is, get off your butt and get it done today, because today is the day, International Repair Day.
What if we have a husband that needs repairs?
Well, take me to the right physician and I will get that done.
I'm just being
It's silly. Also International Sloth Day.
Sloth.
Sloth is an animal. Some of you know that a sloth is an animal that sleeps a lot. It sleeps 15 to 20 hours a day, hangs upside down most of the time. And a couple of interesting things that I've found out that I'm just going to share. There are two varieties. There's the two-toed sloth and the three-toed sloth. But the two-toed sloth actually has two toes in the front, but three in the rear. And here's something really interesting that they don't go very fast. That's because, you know,
they're tired. They have no muscles. No, go ahead.
Yes. It takes them about a month to digest a single leaf.
What?
They don't need to eat much. And they actually swim. They swim faster than they move when they're on the ground or in trees.
Is that because the current is helping them?
I don't know. It's also National Cut Up Your Credit Card Day. If you're spending too much on credit cards, take that scissor and cut them up.
Okay.
But here's what you should not do, is that don't call up your credit card company and cancel it, because that can hurt your credit score. And you'll remember that if you listen to Christine Kennedy last week, who hosted our show. Thank you very much, Christine Kennedy.
Oh, she was great.
Also, National Department Store Day. So if you haven't been to a National Department Store Day, then go visit them and help them out. But we also, of course, like you to help out your local store.
Yes, we do. Local
as
business.
Well, one of the things that I love is words. So today is a combination of 2 days having to do with words. It's National Dictionary Day and also National Learn a New Word Day. And by the way, it's National Learn a New Word Day, which happens to be coincidental with who's the famous dictionary person?
Merriam-Webster.
Well, that's two different people, but
yeah.
It's Webster.
Oh, okay.
I think it's two different people because it's Noah Webster. Is Webster's first name, Noah. It's his birthday today.
Oh, how about that?
Yes. And I looked up what is the word of the day, so I learned something today. The word of the day is quick hatch.
What is a
Q-U-I-C-K-H-A-T-C-H, which actually is another word for the animal that most of us call a wolverine.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I wouldn't have known that.
Yes. That's why it's the word of the day. It's something you're supposed to learn.
Howard,
how
I hope you're going to use that in speech this week.
Oh, yes. I always talk about wolverines and quick hatches. And somebody will give me a strange look. Hey, did you see that quick hatch on TV the other day?
That's so funny.
It's also National Liqueur Day.
Oh, and I like liqueur.
I do. Well, I like one of them. It's the only drink that I have occasion to drink. And a liqueur is actually an alcohol sweetened or blended with herbs, spices, flowers, nuts, creams, or fruits. And they're sometimes called cordials or different types of schnapps. Now, the only one I have is Kahlua. Which is coffee flavored.
When I went to Paris, they put Chambord in their champagne.
And
very good.
Okay. And a couple more. It's Steve Jobs Day, the founder, the brilliant founder of Apple. It's also Sweetest Day. Now, when I lived in Ohio, they said, oh, Sweetest Day tomorrow. I said, what the heck is that? I never heard of it. Well, it was founded in Ohio, and it was originally instituted by confectioners in Ohio, not originally what you think, to give something to your sweetheart, which it evolved into, but it was to give sweets to the needy.
That's interesting.
But then it evolved into kind of a, like a Valentine's Day, but to give sweets to your sweetheart.
How about that?
So I'm going to give you a little sweet today, Angela, because you're my sweetest.
Oh, thank you, Howard.
Okay. It's also World Food Day. And one last thing that we'll do, it's World Spine Day. So air or spine. You know what it feels like for the animals that don't have spine. You know, those with exoskeletons on the outside, like crabs, lobsters, or worms. They don't have a spine. Yeah, there's spine. Anyway, we hope you enjoyed that part. We've got lots more to talk about on the show. What's going on with interest rates? What's going on with, is the sky falling, like some people are predicting? So, we're going to answer your question. So, you can call into the show. What's the number?
222-8255.
And Susan will be at the keyboard there, getting you in on the line. So stay with us, everybody. And we will be there to answer your calls.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or required 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969. To see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down. Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. We are so excited to be here with you today, coming remote today. We'll be back in the studio next week. And what do you want to talk about now, Howard?
Well, what happened this week in real estate in the Jacksonville metropolitan area, Angela?
Well, let me tell you.
Tell me.
Okay. Well, this past week for homes and condominiums, 804 offers got accepted. That number was actually up about 5%. 549 new homes came on the market, and that number was up as well by a lot. Ready? 36%.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and I think we could consider that last week had a holiday.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. I mean, it did have a holiday. It was Veterans Day. I don't know
well,
if
it's just
people
a huge
were off.
Jump,
it was
right?
a big jump. Yeah.
Okay, 245 of the 549, that's 45%, are already under contract. And 62 of those went under contract on the first day. So 517 of you actually closed on a home for yourself, and we say congratulations.
Yes. All right.
Okay, so what do we have next? We have interest rates, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Interest rates, the 30-year rate rose. Did you hear that?
Well, it's been rising a little bit for the last 3 weeks.
Well, this time it was 0.06% to 3.05%. And during the same week last year, the rates were 2.81%. The 15-year rate rose 0.07% to 2.3%. That is still really cheap money.
It is.
And this time last year, the rate was 2.35%. The FHA 30-year rate is around 2.8%. Isn't that so low? That's so,
so low.
Wonderful. It's so great for people who are getting an FHA loan. And as always, we will wait to hear what the Van Wees have to say about the prime rate and what the Fed is doing.
Yes, they always have some great information to listen to. Right after the show, when I get into my car, I always tune in to the Van Wees.
I do too.
You know who I always tune into also is, of course, our buyers and our people that are looking to list their house. And one of the things that virtually everyone talks about is Zestimate, Zestimate, Zestimate. Every buyer or seller wants to know, what's the Zestimate for the house that they plan to list or they want to make an offer on?
Right.
And I want to tell everyone, it is only an estimate, and it's based mainly off of other sales, but it can't possibly know what updates there are on those houses or the condition of those other houses.
Right, right. That's what's missing.
That is a huge thing.
They do take a lot of data points from different places, but they don't know what it actually looks like, smells like, you know, all that.
Yeah.
How it appeals to our senses.
They also don't know, for example, did the buyer of that other house, did they lose bids on 10 other houses and said, look, I want to get this house no matter what. So I'm going to bid in the highest that I can get to get it.
Yes.
Things like that. They don't know if the house was a sale that was somebody's aunt died and they had to just dispose of the house and it hadn't been touched in 40 years, all those things. So, again, it's an estimate. Now, here's something that came out this week that just shocked me. This came out directly from Zillow. Zillow is the company that does Zestimate. They said that their median, which is not the average, but it's the middle number. So if they do 10,000 Zestimates, this is the middle one. The median error rate for homes that are not on the market. So when you look up your home, it shows a Zestimate.
Right.
Their median error rate is 6.9%.
Well, wait.
High or low, that's the median. So some of them, the error rate is high. Some of them, the error rate is low, and it could be 10% off. 10% high, 10% low. The only way you know what the value of a home is what someone is willing to pay.
Yeah, but here's the interesting thing in that, because, you know, realtors have been saying for a long time, Realtors have been saying for a long time, you know, don't pay attention to Zestimate. And homeowners are, you know, because people are so used to going to Zillow to find information, they think Zestimate is like dead on. But this is what Zillow reported, that in June, they put a change into their computer system, into their logarithm,
yes,
which actually made this the new improved it to 6.9%,
so
which means before that it was way off.
Yes.
So what the realtors have been saying all along is correct.
Yes.
Zillow is wrong.
So if you're selling, we as realtors, we go into detail about your home to see its features, its updates, and then we look into detail about comparable sold homes. Angela, how do we do that? How do we look into comparables and see what the features are about those homes?
Well, we have the advantage. We look into our MLS, you know, in the computer for the description of the sold comparables, the sold property. We look at photographs. We sometimes look at the county records for permits to look at the age of the roof or other things that you would get permits for. We can also contact either the listing agent or the selling agent for information about the home.
That's a lot of stuff that we do.
Yeah,
well,
a computer can't do that, Howard. You can't replace people. I don't care what computers think. They can't replace the people. So we can also do the same thing if you're a potential buyer for a home. So don't worry about what Zillow says. I mean, my goodness, they've improved their margin of error to 6.9%. They've been wrong a long time. So let's work together. After we do an in-depth analysis of a subject property, the comparable sold properties, and then we look at how the market is trending.
That's an important, I'm going to stop you there, because that's really important. Just because some of the comparables have sold in the last 6 months for 300, that's not necessarily what we should market your home for. What if 6 months ago they sold for 300, but in the last 3 months they've been selling for 320?
Or 350.
Yeah, so we need to look at what the trend is.
Yes.
All right. So what else?
Absolutely. I know you took me off my track here.
So like it is now, you know, things are trending upwards. So
yes.
We have to figure the right price along with you. You're the buyer. You're the seller. We're going to work together. So if you're the buyer, we're going to figure out, okay, what it is that you want an offer to get that house. If you've been looking at houses and some of them are 7 or 8 out of 10, that may not be the house for you, and you might not want to put in your best offer. But if this house is a 9 or a 10, probably there are some other people who are going to think it's a 9 or a 10, and you want to put in a really good offer. And we're going to help you structure that offer to hopefully get you that particular house. So forget what the Zestimate is. I shouldn't say forget it. Look at it and say, okay, it's a starting point. The Zestimate could be high. The Zestimate could be low. But go in thinking, okay, their median error rate per the company that produces it is 6.9%. So it's off. Could be high, could be low.
You know what's funny, Howard, is we, as professional real estate agents, we do not get the luxury of being off by 7%, do we?
No.
I mean, if we did not price something high enough so that our sellers got, you know, where they leave money on the table, we would be considered unethical and unprofessional. And yet, you have these computer logarithms that could be off by this amount, and this is their improvement, you know. So all these new companies, and they're not new like last week, but that have been here in the last 6 months to a year that are what we call iBuyers. You know, they're the Zillow, the Open Doors, the whatever. There's a lot of
Internet
companies.
Buyers.
I won't name them all.
Yes.
They can be off by a lot on the value of your home, and the homeowner doesn't know that.
I love calling when I see another house, like in the same neighborhood, that sold for $30,000 less than we want to price something, or $30,000 more, whatever. And I call that agent, or you call that agent, we find out so much information from the selling agent or the listing agent to say, this house was a wreck.
Right.
It hadn't been taken care of. It hadn't been updated in 30 years, and it needed everything.
Yeah.
You know, it had an old electrical panel. It had a plumbing leak. It had this. It had that. That's why it was sold for as is. The roof was 20 years old. So many different things that it needed, and that's not necessarily reflected in Zillow. Or conversely, the other way, it's sold for, you know, stuff in the neighborhood normally is selling for $300, and this one sold for $330. What was so good about it? Well, the kitchen had just been redone, the bathrooms had just been redone, they just put in just put on a new roof, they just put on a new air conditioner, they just did so many new things, and that's why it sold for above asking price. Plus, the buyer lost 10 different bids, was moving in from out of state, and needed to move here for a new job because he started in a month. So he put in the highest bid he could get the house. All of that is great information as we price your home to sell. Great information. Angela, that was good. So all of you people out there that you want to look up the Zestimate on your house, if your house is in average condition for the neighborhood and you know your neighbors because you've been into their house, okay, use it as a guide, and we'll be there to help you. If you just want to know what the value of your house is, we'll be happy to come in and give you an evaluation. Maybe it's time to put your house on the market. Maybe it's not.
Great point.
Stay with us, everyone. We're going to tell you when we come back, we're going to talk about something for seniors, an easier way perhaps for seniors to buy their home, and we're not talking about reverse mortgages. Stay with us, everyone. Susan's going to tell you about that as soon as we get back.
AM 600 and 101.1 FM, the conservative voice of Jacksonville, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Authorities in Texas say three constable deputies were shot in an ambush outside of a bar in Houston. One is dead, two others wounded. Officials said at a news conference that constable deputies were working an extra shift at the bar early today when they responded to a suspected robbery outside the building. Preliminary information indicates somebody opened fire on the deputies from behind. One was shot in the back, the other shot in the foot. It's unclear whether the deputies returned fire. So far, no arrests have been made. One person of interest has been taken into custody. The Islamic State terrorist group says its members are responsible for a deadly suicide bombing on a Shiite mosque in southern Afghanistan. Relatives laid the bodies of the victims to rest today and called on the Taliban to protect them. The group says in a statement posted on social media that two of its members shot and killed security guards manning the entrance of the mosque in Kandahar. This is SR.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. Did you know that only 1% of all the diamonds in the world qualify to be a Forever Mark diamond? They're the world's most carefully selected diamond and the world's most responsibly sourced diamond. These diamonds benefit the communities they're sourced from. That's why these diamonds carry an invisible Forever Mark icon on their table. Most people don't know that Forever Mark diamonds are individually cared from the mine all the way to her finger. And that's where Underwoods fits in. Not everybody can carry Forever Mark diamonds. And in fact, all of the companies in the Forever Mark network that handle the diamond between the mine and her finger are vetted and carefully selected for their honesty and integrity to also carry that Forever Mark icon. Underwoods is proud to be a part of the Forever Mark network. And in fact, we were one of the first five in the United States invited to join. So come by and see our selection of Forever Mark diamonds in San Marco, Avondale, and the shops of Ponte Vedra.
Are you going to work and dreading it? Is it just a job? Are you ready for a fulfilling career? American Electrical Academy provides a free 9-week course in the electrical skill trade. No prior experience necessary. Apply today at electricalacademy.org. This is your opportunity to build your resume and prepare for a lifelong electrifying career. It is free to you, just 9 weeks of education, and you will be a step ahead of the rest. Completing our academy will make you stand out to your potential employer, provide the confidence you need for success, and real-life experience taught by the best in the industry. This is a 9-week course that could change the course of your life, and it's free. They only accept 10 students for the 9-week periods, and seats will fill fast. Apply now. Your career is waiting for you. This is the opportunity you've been waiting for, and they can't wait to help you succeed. Tell your friends, learn more, and apply now at electricalacademy.org. That's electricalacademy.org.
WBOB is news and information.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
WBOB is traffic and weather.
Good morning. Today we'll see a mix of
WBOB is conservative opinion.
It was a procedural move, but it was a win for Republicans.
And faith.
To let God decide in our hearts what is good for the kingdom.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB weather.
Mostly sunny today, with a high near 89. Tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly cloudy, and temperatures dropping to around 59 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, with a high near 75. And as for the work week, Monday through Friday, mostly sunny, with temperatures ranging from the high 70s to the lower 80s.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back. We're so glad to have y'all with us today. We've got Angela and Howard at a distance. Hey, Angela. Hey, Howard.
Hello there, and Susan Curry is in the studio for us. Susan is on our team, as many of you have heard over the last several months. She is a great realtor, helping especially a lot of out-of-towners come in for coming to the beautiful city of Jacksonville.
Yes, she's like me. She's an ambassador of our city.
Yeah.
She loves to show off our city.
Born and raised, right, Susan?
Well, I was born in Tallahassee, but I've lived in Jacksonville most of my life.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I heard that seniors, as not high school seniors or college seniors, but seniors as in citizens, are getting a little bit of help from Uncle Sam. And perhaps some of those folks might be able to buy a house. And let's talk about that. Susan, what have you heard about that?
Well, it was announced on Wednesday that Social Security benefits for seniors will increase 5.9% in 2022. That's what it's from the Social Security Administration. And
so I'm getting a raise?
You're getting a raise. Yay. Because there's a 5.9% cost of living increase that will benefit payable to more than 64 million Social Security beneficiaries. It's all starting in January 2022.
How about that? Hey, I wonder if it's possible if Howard will just give me his 5.9% because he's already living just fine on the other.
What are you going to do with that? Are you going to buy another house to rent to somebody?
Actually, I think since you're going to have more money, you should buy another house. I mean, isn't that kind of what happens here?
Well, we're a married couple, so, of course, you know, prices of rents are going up. It's a good source of income. And so we find, you know, we run into a lot of people. We've been on the road for a couple of weeks and talking to many, many people, some of whom are realtors and some of whom are not. And so many of them own rental properties and supplementing their retirement income.
Yes.
So it's a good source of income. And if you're currently a renter, there are two ways that you can buy a home. Social Security income absolutely counts as income. As you heard from Christine last week, there are ways that you can show that you have income. If you just took a big lump sum retirement check and don't have income per se, you can arrange to have a amount taken out for a year. Then you can stop that, but you can show that as income. Buy a home. A third way is to do a reverse mortgage. So many people in 55-plus communities are buying homes with a reverse mortgage and only paying half the price. And what I mean is they're buying a $300,000 home, they're taking out from their retirement $150,000, and then they're getting a reverse mortgage of $150,000, which essentially means that they're not paying that back. The government is paying from that loan. And with appreciation that houses are going, at some point in the future when that home gets sold, they'll still have all of the equity that they started with when they had the $300,000 to start.
Yeah, they just have to pay taxes and insurance and any HOA or CDD fees.
Yeah, really good stuff.
And if you don't keep that up, you get foreclosed.
The other thing that we've been hearing when we've been on the road, we get questions all the time. Is the real estate sky going to fall? Are we just in another bubble? Is the bubble going to burst like it did in 2008? Because prices have just gone up so, so much. You know, in some places, it's gone up 30% in a year, some places around the country. And in some places in Jacksonville along the water.
It's like 35%.
It's just been crazy. So I want to discuss with all of you why this is not like 2008. And it's really, really simple why it's not.
Right.
So I want to put this in as simple as I can so you guys understand and you'll say, aha, this is why it's not the same. First of all, prior to 2008, people got loans that really did not qualify.
Right.
There was so lax mortgage underwriting. Basically, if you could breathe, you could get
a mortgage.
Yes, you could get what's called a no documentation loan,
right,
meaning you could say on an application, I make $100,000 a year, and you didn't have to prove it.
Exactly.
You didn't have to show your pay stubs. You didn't have to show your W-2s.
Your tax returns.
Nothing. You just had to say, that's what I make.
Yeah.
Now, also what happened back then is prior to that, equity increased. Home prices were increasing, and people had all this perceived equity in their home, kind of like today.
Right.
But what did they do? Most of the people thought, they weren't very smart. They said, oh, I'm going to take all this money out because I got this new equity. And they took expensive vacations, and they bought new BMWs, and they bought new Mercedes.
Used it like an ATM.
They used it like an ATM, and they thought, oh, this is good. I'm living good. But what they didn't realize is that, okay, it's your money, yes, but it's still a loan. It's equity in that it was your money, but it's still a loan on that. You had to pay it back.
Right.
The equity loan. That's the key word, loan. Then they didn't have money to pay it back. So also what happened was there was overbuilding by builders. This created excessive inventory. Now,
not our problem today.
Not our problem today. So what happens? Supply exceeded demand.
Yes.
Basic economics, supply exceeded demand. The result of all of these things were a massive amount of people couldn't pay their mortgage for the home equity loans. The result of that were thousands and thousands of foreclosures. The result of that was an extensive glut of bank-owned homes selling for low prices. That caused even more inventory, causing prices to fall even more. Now, builders then sold their glut of inventory homes at fire sale prices, even less than what others in the neighborhood bought their homes for 2 years earlier.
Right.
Now, the result of that was that some people who lived in those neighborhoods where their home values that they bought for, let's say, $400,000 and other brand new ones were selling in the neighborhoods because the builders were getting rid of their inventory, were selling for $250,000. They said, this is ridiculous. I can go down the street in another neighborhood where there are nicer homes and buy another one there. They could get a mortgage before things were a second, another mortgage on that other house. I'm going to go buy a nicer house. So they did. They got another mortgage. They got a nicer house. And then what did they do with the first one? They just walked away.
Yep.
They couldn't sell it.
Strategic default.
It's called strategic default.
Yeah.
They walked away. Oh, my gosh. They walked away. And then they had a foreclosure. That was another house that went into foreclosure, and they didn't care because they already got a mortgage on their new house. Oh, my God. Now, here is why it's different. Look at the process of foreclosure. It's a long, long process. Now, by the way, mortgage underwriting has gotten much tighter, including home equity loans.
Yeah.
Let's look at the process of foreclosure today. It's a long process. And depending on the state, it can take anywhere from a couple of months to 2 years. The government's moratorium on not allowing foreclosures on government-backed loans expired a few months ago. RealtyTrack is a company that tracks foreclosure filings nationwide. They just came out with a very interesting report this week. They compare the number of foreclosure filings initiated in September, as in last month.
Yeah.
Now, they then compared that to foreclosure filings in September pre-pandemic 2019, and they're down 70%.
70%.
Yeah. We are not in the same situation.
No.
Wages are increasing. People have refinanced their mortgage to lower interest rates. Unemployment numbers are low, especially for homeowners and those that want to work. So for those of you that are waiting for prices to come down before you buy your home, stop paying for your landlord's mortgage. Let us help you get that home. The real estate sky is not falling. Only your opportunity to own your own home is.
That's right. This is a great thing to talk about right now, Howard, because really so many people are asking these questions.
It's not 2008. Stay with us, everyone. We will be right back.
Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services. Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement-only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Good morning. Hope everybody's having a great day. Just want to say welcome to everybody and say hello to all my friends and customers that are
listening this morning.
That, of course, was Susan Curry, who is handling the homestead for us, and she is in the studio. Angela and I are doing remote today, because we are on the road headed back to Jacksonville. So, Susan, thank you for doing that for us today.
It's my pleasure. Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Susan, I have a question for you. You own your own home, right?
I do.
What do you know what type of insulation is in your home?
Fiberglass bats. And guess what? I put some of them in myself when I was building the house.
I love it.
All right.
I wanted extra insulation, so I had them double drywall all the bathrooms, but then I also had extra insulation put in.
Good for you.
That's really cool.
All right. Angela, so what about you? So that's what's in the...
I don't do my own.
You don't do your own insulation?
So, I don't know. But fiberglass bats is in the walls and most of the attic, but also there can be blown-in insulation, which is made of fire-retardant paper.
Yeah.
Some houses have sprayed in that expansive foam, too.
The foam. You know, none of those do well for the environment. Mm. If ever a house gets torn down, that stuff just gets put into a landfill and really never decomposes. So scientists have been looking for something better that will decompose when it gets put into landfill.
Have they found something?
Yep. Well, they think they have. There's some scientists in London that are working on something that when I first read it, it just kind of blew my mind. And I'm going to tell you what it is, and I think you're going to be surprised. Mushrooms.
Mushrooms?
They're going to be mold in our walls and our ceiling?
Actually, it's a... Now, when I put mushrooms in the refrigerator, and they don't last very long, they turn into, like, water. And it's like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Mushrooms are just going to rot and turn into water and cause mold and smell. But actually, it's a component of mushrooms, and it's called mycelium. Mycelium is also in plants, and it allows plants to connect to one another.
So it's like connective tissue.
It's connective tissue. So somehow they are extracting that connective tissue and growing it, but they're initially getting it from growing mushrooms because mushrooms grow very, very quickly. So it can be grown, it can be reused, and then it can even be composted. So if ever a house, you know, gets torn down and there's insulation in it from the mycelium, it can be composted. Now, as for me and mushrooms, I prefer them sautéed, fried, and then eaten.
That's an interesting one. I had not heard that
one. Heard that one. This came this week out of London. So there's a company that is actually doing the work. They are growing mushrooms and extracting the mycelium.
I love it.
Yes. That is just really something. Now, by the way, there was a survey of Airbnb renters. I don't think I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. I think we ran out of time. Take a guess what the most important amenity or feature is that Airbnb renters look for, other than location.
Bathroom.
Wi-Fi. Right.
It is Wi-Fi.
Oh.
Susan.
Yes. Number two was access to a kitchen. That kind of surprised me a little bit.
I would think a private bathroom.
Well, I'm going to tell you why it came in number two in a minute. The third one was a private bath, and that would be important to me. I don't want to share a bath with somebody except, you know, you, of course. The fourth one, depending on the area of the country, was air conditioning. Because in the north, you don't really need air conditioning, depending on the time of season that you go. The fifth one, and this is an interesting one, again, depending on where you are, is free parking. You know, if you do an Airbnb and you go to Manhattan, free parking, good luck.
Yeah, right.
The sixth one, again, depending on the area of the country, is heating.
Okay, yep.
The seventh one is having a washer and dryer available. And the eighth one is a private entrance. You know, there are some people here in Jacksonville, one of our customers that uses their home as an Airbnb. They live there. And they rent out two rooms as an Airbnb. They don't have a private entrance for their guests.
Right.
But some people do. So, by the way, this is so interesting as well. 28 days or longer make up 24% of the bookings.
Really?
That really surprised me.
Yeah, me too.
So some people that are here for business giggings, for works or conferences, whatever, or want a long vacation, so they come for a month to Jacksonville, whatever. And well, this isn't Jacksonville results, of course. This is nationwide. 28 days or longer make up a quarter of the bookings.
Well, it's kind of interesting when you think about the effect that COVID has had on working from home. You can live anywhere.
You can live anywhere.
You can, you know, go state to state to state as long as you have Wi-Fi. So we get why that's the most important thing, right? Yeah.
So many of these people are working nomads or on extended vacations or people who have sold their home because people that put their house on the market, the houses are selling quickly, but they can't find the right one.
Right.
Or they're waiting for their home to be completed because it's being built.
Yeah.
They're waiting to buy. So they are one of these people that are using these for extended periods of time. By the way, if you're thinking again about using your home as an Airbnb, you must check your homeowners association or your condo association. You must check your city and county regulations. And many cities and counties have rules, and it also depends on, you know, you may need to collect taxes, as in hotel taxes.
Yeah.
So that's kind of interesting information to have. So, and Susan, we didn't have any calls today.
No, we sure didn't. But I was ready.
Well,
I was ready with all the answers.
Love that.
Oh, my. By the way, did you know that if you are a landlord, you are actually required, if you collect a security deposit, and we certainly recommend that you do, that you are required to put that into a separate account. And if it is an interest-bearing account, that, and by the way, the interest rates that the banks are paying, like I have a separate account, or we have a separate account, I should say, and it does pay interest. It's 0.1%. That's what banks are paying right now.
0.1%.
So if you get $1,000, 1% is $10. So it's not much interest. But in any event, you are required to pay that interest back to the renter. So it must be in a it must be in a separate account. Yeah. Florida statutes are very specific about that.
I have all my rentals in separate accounts.
Do you?
Yeah.
All your rental your rent.
Rental properties.
Ah, okay.
I keep track of it. It's easier.
And then you must send the return deposit to a last known address. Now, the last known, if they just left and they left the place in good condition or bad condition, whatever, however much money you are sending back, you need to send it to the last known address. And if you did not, I mean, if they did not give you a forwarding address, you still need to mail it to the last known address, which is your property.
Right.
And
but if they did a forwarding address, it would be forwarded to them.
That's correct. That's correct.
Yeah.
If you're not going to give them the entire amount, then you need to send them a pre-prescribed letter that you can get on the FloridaLandlordNetwork.com.
I'll have a great job.
He does. He does. He really does. So, and if you're going to send all of the money back, you need to do it within 30 days.
Okay.
All right. Okay. And if you're not going to send all the money back, you need to send that letter within 30 days and then send the rest of the money within another 30 days. So there are all sorts of rules. And again, the rules are on flalandlord.com.
Yeah.
All right. How about all that? Great source of information. So, hey, stay tuned for the Van Wees. I don't know whether they're in the studio and have a thumbs up.
We've got two thumbs up.
We got two thumbs up.
Woo-hoo.
All right. Well, if you need help, call Angela at 465-3845. Call me 687-8161 or call Susan at
904-553-1578.